time. It's always vanishing. The commute, the errands, the work functions, the meetings, selling your car. Unless you sell your car with Carvana. Get a real offer in minutes. Get it picked up from your door. Get paid on the spot. So fast, you'll wonder what the catch is. There isn't one. We just respect you and your time. Oh, you're still here? Move along now. Enjoy your day. Sell your car today. Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey guys, it's Carly from Boyk Farm Outfitters, and we're all about equipping the modern farmer. Our team is Nebraska's go-to for precision planting, SurePoint liquid systems, Green Eye spot spray, and more. So whether you're considering an equipment upgrade, adding new tech, or just need a trained eye to service what you have, check us out. Creep on us at BoykFarmOutfitters.com and get connected with our team of experts. We're excited to help you find what's next. That's B-O-E-C-K FarmOutfitters.com.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Good morning. Good morning.
It's great to stay up late.
It's time for Early Break, presented by NEBCO. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I like Stone.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
And here comes a sandwich from God.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
Hey, somebody grab me a mocha quick, would you?
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Monday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 3, as always, sponsored by our friends at NEBCO.
NEBCO!
Now hiring at Concrete Industries for precast production laborers. Check them out at concreteindustries.com or at nebcoinc.com as well. A couple of things to get to before we move on.
Okay, Jake.
No, we've been giving away $1,000 of cold, hard cash.
Cash, no taxes out.
We're doing it again this week. So, if you're in your car right now, you want some money,
what do
get
you
your
do?
Phone out right now. Okay. Because here's what we're going to do. Text this number.
Pull over.
It is time for the $1,000 cash contest keyword. Text to 508-777-1000. The number again to text is 508-777-1000. The keyword this week or today is bank. B-A-N-K.
Perfect.
Bank.
Perfect.
You text bank to the number 508-777-1000. One winner will get $1,000 tomorrow around noon.
Around noon.
It's a good prize.
They stop in here and just hand them $1,000 of the cash.
I wish that was the case. I think it's more than that, how that works. I'm not sure how they get the cash, but so far the cash has been received by our winners thus far.
Wow.
So again, text the word bank, B-A-N-K, to the number 508-777-1000. That's our cash blitz all throughout this week as well.
Now, Steve, you have a birthday announcement you want to talk about.
Derek Affel.
Derek Affel. It's his birthday today. Somewhere between age of 50 and 60.
Yeah, he's somewhere in there.
Somewhere in that area like that. He's very fit. Does a lot of fitness. Today's his birthday.
He was at Ruhlman's, too, that night.
Was he at Ruhlman's? He's at Ruhlman's. Ellie obviously ran the station here for... Well, still does. Still
Bill,
ran the
Bill,
station currently.
You remember, I just remember seeing his name in the World Herald
all the time. Yeah, he was a dominant power forward. He was a dominant power forward.
I would say that.
Derek Affel's a dominant power forward.
Wood River.
Yeah, you dined with him just the other day.
Just the other day.
Yeah, dining like that.
Wood River.
Yes. And today for his birthday, they're doing half price cremation.
Oh, wow.
So if they get a deal like that,
That's significant.
Yeah, in the crematory.
In the crematory, you get a half-price deal. So you call in today, like that's a chance to get a half-price
very
deal.
Generous.
Very generous of Derek to do
on
that.
On his birthday.
Yes. He's a mortician. He's voted mortician of the year 4 times in the state.
That's why.
Well, happy crematory. Birthday to Derek Affel. Ellie's right behind you looking in the mirror. Yeah. In the glass, by the way. So
in, the
yeah.
In the mirror. In the
mirror.
Two more things to know I want to get to.
Yes,
people like to compare, go back to teams that Nebraska has beaten this year and see how they're doing. Mm-hmm. Cincinnati went on the road to Kansas
mm-hmm.
and won 37-34. Brendan Sorensen, since the Nebraska game, has been on a tear mm-hmm. passing. Against Kansas, here's a stat line. Again, mm-hmm. they won 37-34. He was 29 of 43, 388 yards, 2 touchdowns, no picks. Reminder, he had 69 passing yards against Nebraska at Arrowhead. That's it.
So they had over 600 yards.
They had... 603 yards of offense.
KU's SEC defense has given up.
You gave us. Yeah. It looked like an SEC team, you said. And then Missouri hung 640. Like 640 on them. Then they gave it 600 again. And watching it, I watched a good part of that game. First of all, for Nebraska fans, hey, you get credit for playing very well against them.
Yes.
I will say they're a much different team right now.
Are they?
Because of those young wide receivers. Not young, but new.
Yeah, new.
All of a sudden, transfers. Right. They look different now. When you watch them just running their routes with what they're doing, they look different. But wow, it is something there defensively. I mean, it's a wow.
What do you mean?
I mean, they can't slow anybody down.
What is the deal?
It's on all three levels. It's on all three levels. It really. I mean,
this is quite an indictment.
Kansas scored
with
like
right
a minute
now.
And a half to go, or a minute 45 to go to take the lead. I mean, Sorsby went right down the field.
Yeah, I mean, KU had 597. They both had 600 yards of offense. Both.
Why
teams.
Can't they play defense?
Yeah. Big KU. Football, man.
Yeah. KU. Wow.
So
I thought they looked really athletic on defense.
Yeah.
And now they've fallen back.
Yeah, Missouri's, bad.
Missouri's you had them as an SEC defense.
I thought they're going to win with defense. I feel stupid. I texted Lance. I said, love your defense. I'm sure you read the text. I was like, Sipple, just stay in your lane.
Stay in your lane.
Yeah, you're not a coach.
Stay in the Tampa 2. I like your Tampa 2.
He's always that line. Guy. Yeah, yeah. You go, Sipple, you're not a coach. Okay?
Just stop.
Yeah.
So, I mentioned this in the last segment, that Iowa State is 5-0. They go to Cincinnati. Cincy is favored by 2.5 this weekend.
It's a game
against
to watch.
14th ranked 5-0 Iowa State is underdog at Cincy.
You know, Cincinnati didn't have Corleone either.
That's true.
They won that game without Corleone. God dang. Dang.
Yeah, so there was, like I said,
team.
They were impressive. They were impressive.
That's a bowl team, probably.
Cincy's a solid squad. That'd be a good win for Nebraska. And speaking of Nebraska, last before we move on, I just saw I was surprised by this opening line. Maybe you guys were not, but Nebraska, as of this moment, against Michigan State this weekend, 11.5-point favorites.
Michigan State doesn't play much defense. A game could be like 42-31, something like that.
Yeah, they
seriously.
I will say this: Jonathan Smith. Am I get that name
yep.
right?
Yep.
Really good coach. They had a bye week. They'll have a plan.
Yep.
But it's really hard to take a plan on defense.
Right.
When someone goes, we really don't have any D linemen. We really can't change the line of scrimmage. And we're limited in the back end. So what are we going to do?
Here's a stat. 46 pressures on the season for Michigan State. Michigan had 36 in one game against Nebraska. 36 pressures in one game. Michigan State has 46 on the season. So they must not have much up front.
No, and so maybe they got somebody back to healthy. I don't know that. They will be well coached, though. I will say that.
Oh, yeah.
And also,
they got a good quarterback.
And you'll be very impressed with Chiles.
You like him better than Underwood.
If you put Chiles at you switch the quarterbacks out, it'd be a better scene.
That's scary.
Yeah, but Underwood's, again, he's started four games in his career. So that's just where they're at. I think Chiles is a fourth year player, I think, right now. But he can make plays with his feet, does some things, he can throw it. He's a pretty good player. You'll like him. When you watch him, you'll be like, oh, he's a pretty good player.
I bet I will. Yeah. I like big quarterbacks that can run.
Yeah.
Who doesn't? Who doesn't, though? 3 p.m. kickoff. 3 p.m.
Get child stats.
Nice time. Weather nice, all that stuff.
Oh, what is it? You guys, listen. Yes. Sometimes I feel.
This is Childs' third season.
Third season.
He won at Oregon State. This is his second season at Michigan State. So he is a junior.
Okay.
I know sometimes it feels like I dropped out of the sky. I don't know what's going on. It's going to be 84.
It's going to be warm.
Is that normal in October?
No, it's completely.
No, it's ruining Bill's.
Don't even get me started. I got in my truck yesterday. It was still, it was probably about 6:30, 7 o'clock. You know what the temperature was? 102. It was 102 inside my truck. That's
inside
what it was.
Truck, yeah.
Inside the truck.
Oh,
but it was 88 degrees. 80s,
yeah.
I mean, this is insane.
Is it insane or is this sort of normal now? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Think about late August. We had the fall weather. We thought, hey, this is going to be an early, long fall. And they said, nope, back to the mid to high 80s the rest
mid
of the month.
Mid to high 80s.
Air
conditioner's back on.
That game in Arrowhead was 70 degrees.
I had AC on last night. Damn, late September, I had the AC on.
It's not right.
And it's not letting up either.
But it will be a beautiful day on Saturday. The game time weather will be beautiful.
Yes.
So we're going to get probably actually one legitimate
point. Okay, so that's it's a half hour later.
And winter comes right away.
A half hour later than the Michigan kick, right? It was 2:30 kick, wasn't it? And then, obviously, we've lost a little bit of an extra 12 to 14 minutes. So they'll probably...
But Bill loves that.
They'll probably... Well, I'm always looking at is that sideline is because that sun is on you like that. If you notice in that Michigan game in the fourth quarter, Michigan was in the shade by then. The shade had taken over that.
And they have black... That part of the stadium. Black turf under the opponent.
And so
black.
So that will be probably more like halftime now that they'll be into the shade.
Okay.
When that happens, that'll be about.
Well,
about
help
that
Michigan
time.
State a little bit.
Help a little bit.
I haven't looked at Michigan State that close. I kind of have a feel for them. They don't play much defense, and they got a good quarterback. I wonder what they have at running back.
Yeah, I don't know, but I mean, they said they went up and down the field. Michigan State did against USC, but now I see why they did. That's not a shocker. You see what I mean? Did you see what? Why am I drawing a blank on the Altmaier? What he threw for? Like 360, wasn't it? Something.
It's a lot against USC.
I mean, he just absolutely was just torched him. USC looked like I said like that. They looked like they wanted nothing to do with it. And now they're flying home, and now they're looking at Michigan, and now they're looking at Notre Dame, then flying back to Nebraska.
Here's what happened: USC looked like they're going to win that game. What's Maeva hit Lemon? Lemon was fabulous. I think he had finished at 11 catches.
He was great.
He's not, Billy, he's interesting because he's 5'11", 190. He doesn't look like much, but they can't stop him. Mekhi Lemon. Yeah.
Hey, guys, Jake Sorensen. Hair loss is not just about hair. It's about how you feel when you look in the mirror. Hims helps you take back that confidence with access to simple, personalized care that fits your life. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays. There's no hidden fees. No surprise cost, just real, personalized care on your schedule. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your free online visit, hims.com/earlybreak. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Featured products include compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Okay, they go up with like a minute plus to go.
Yes. Yeah.
You think, okay, USC just stole this game.
Yeah.
Lemon had a hand.
Lemon had 11 catches for 151 and 2 touchdowns.
He doesn't look like a whole lot when he trots out there, but they couldn't stop it.
Yeah. I think it was a 100% coaching error.
On
USC, on just how they, I mean, you go into that game like you can't wait to play in this game. I love 11 a.m.
Oh, there's
you
something.
Go into it's like, man, we and I mean they USC looked like it. They looked like on defense, like, well, these guys are blocking us. So what do we do about this?
Something we need to address that I was going crazy. Greg was probably getting like, Sipple, you're being a little obnoxious. How much they USC scored with how much time left?
Hang on,
see if you can find that. I think it was a minute. Some
they scored like a with minute. Yeah with 155 to
okay,
go.
Okay, okay. So Klatt's whole theme was you're scoring too fast. You gotta wait. And I'm like, I hate that conversation.
You gotta score. I'm always like that. You have to score.
God,
this thing right now.
I was
now,
hoping you're on my side.
If somebody can guarantee me, hey, can you run the clock down to 9 seconds and then score a touchdown? No, you just take the plays when they're there.
You don't control the football gods.
Yeah, I remember.
Just score.
Yeah.
He's like, no, you're doing this too fast. You got to run. You got to run for 2 yards. Okay. Well,
we were
then
playing a good team, really good offensive team, and I was a defensive coordinator at Northern Arizona. Head coach Steve Axe was, hey, Bill, you want me to score fast or slow? I go, just score, coach. We'll try to get him stopped.
Do you have a choice?
Yeah, I was just like, no, if you can score every play.
Who has a choice?
Just score every play. Just do that.
That's what I don't get about the conversation. Do you really, we have a choice here? We're going to score fast or slow. Yeah. I say just do what you got to do to get in the end zone. I don't care when it is.
Yeah, there was about an 8 second time loss where there was a error in timing with Kansas and Lance.
Okay.
They get down to about the 3-yard line on a big play, and Kansas had timeouts remaining, and Kansas should have used the timeout once they got. So it was like 1st and 3 at the 3, clock's going to start. I'm like, call timeout. because you're thinking now we got to get the ball back because a field goal ties it. So we got to get the ball back. And they should have called it. It would have saved him 7 or 8 seconds.
Lance is usually really good at that.
And it wasn't a huge deal. But you could go back and go, okay, if you get this ball back a little bit more time, that's a different deal. But it was because, hey, the clock's not going to run out on them. They have plenty of time to be able to get it done.
So anyway, Altmaier got the ball back. It's not like
8 plays, 51 yards in the field.
It looked like good.
The field goal
didn't go down the pipe. Wasn't down the middle.
No, it wasn't.
It went in by about a foot.
Bielema said he's the best kicker I've ever been around. Yeah. I knew he was going to make it. The kid did not look confident, but he nailed it.
How about the fact they got beat 63-10?
I know.
And the touchdown they scored was on a broken play, on a broken coverage. They busted a coverage. Then they come back and put, what did they score against USC?
34
points.
And came back to win.
USC. And came back to win the
game. And by the way, crowd, stadium packed.
Yeah.
Packed.
11 a.m.
Yeah.
And so, they fumbled twice going in. Tried to give it away.
Bad.
Great job by Bielema.
Great job. I mean, tremendous job holding the team together.
I don't know what's going to happen there. I'm telling you, if I see right now, that was a must win for them.
Deflating.
If you go through, pull their schedule up, Jake.
Pull it up.
The next two games, I know, is it this week or is it a bye week? They've got Michigan.
One loss right now.
They got
Illinois will play at
no,
Purdue.
No. USC.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, Illinois USC. Got Purdue.
Illinois got Purdue. That's another win
USC.
For them.
USC schedule. USC will have a bye this weekend.
Okay.
Then they will host Michigan the week after that.
Host Michigan.
I don't see how they can beat Michigan. I don't see it.
I don't see it.
Then they will head to Notre Dame after that.
Probably
okay,
ugly.
Now wait a second.
That could be ugly.
Now you're looking at 3-3.
Hey. Yeah, then they go to Nebraska, right?
After a bye week. So they have two bye weeks in October.
Nebraska could put them at 3-4.
Four.
And now you start to look at Lincoln Riley a little bit.
The buyout's so large. But yeah, it's like, what are they? Imagine the fan base. You know what, then who what after that, Jake?
Then they host Northwestern. That's
so they host, when they host Northwestern, they could be 3-4 at that time. And probably pretty likely they're 3-4.
Seems like
and
it.
They'll be...
They're 4-1 right now.
Overall. Okay,
four,
so 4-4.
They're 4-4. And it'll be 4-4, and then there'll be 30,000 people there for that game.
They wrap up with they host Iowa mid-November. Then they're at Oregon.
Okay.
Then they will play UCLA at the end of the year.
So they're a 4-loss team for sure, probably.
I think they're 4-5. They're probably a 7-5 team.
That's trouble. He'll survive that, though.
Oh, yeah, you're going to survive it. But, boy, talk about no interest.
God.
Oh, wow.
Oh, UCLA and USC?
Yeah.
No interest. L.A. market.
Yeah.
L.A. market, Jake.
Now, speaking of the West Coast. Now,
yeah,
we heard
Lincoln
Riley did complain about the 9 a.m. kick. In, 11 a.m. Central Time, 9 a.m. their time. He was not happy. But Dan Lanning, who had the big win for Oregon, goes on the road to Penn State. And he was talking to John Canzano, who's a longtime Oregon reporter.
Big-time columnist.
And he was talking about all the cross-country the trips they're making. He says, quote, "We're traveling 15,000 miles this year, and we play 7 teams that have more prep time than we do. That's unique, isn't it? It's almost like they didn't want us in the Big Ten or something. Did we sneak our way into this conference?" He says.
It's a little paranoia there.
He points out that Northwestern Rutgers both had Friday games the week before playing Oregon, giving them an additional day. Indiana, Iowa, Minnesota, and Penn State are all off byes prior to their matchups against Oregon. Mm. So that's what he's saying there.
It's not good, though. I will say that. That's rough.
And it's a pretty good flex. They won the league the first year in.
They did.
And right now they have a really good, it looks like today you'd say it's going to be Ohio State, Oregon in the
looks like
in the championship game, which will be another incredible game.
I mean, unless Google me.
Somehow.
Pull some magic.
Oh, I hope he does.
Google me's. Oh, boy.
Go ahead, give him some praise. Go ahead. No, what do you got for Google Me today?
Well, he's doing it the right way. This is what DiNardo told me. He's doing it the right way. He said, if you're going to beat the big boys in this league, you got to get good up front. He said, we're not there, but we're getting there. So, I don't know. They're pretty good. But those two teams, Oregon and Ohio State, look easily the best to me. Yeah. Ohio State's defense, I'm telling you, is really built. Yeah. Like, it's... God, I don't even know what to say about it. They're loaded up.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't know who wins that game, Oregon or Ohio State. It seems like it's almost too close to
call.
I'm the Big
Ten right now. I'm embracing Oregon now. I'm like, well, man, be happy we got Oregon.
Oh, God, they're beautiful.
Be happy you have
them. They are beautiful.
Because right now, if you're sitting on kind of a one-team deal, like, well, we got Ohio State.
They're not one team.
No, it's not one team.
No, they're a beautiful – Oregon's a beautiful team. I mean,
but it appears right now, as of right now, that there's two teams that can win it all in the Big Ten. That's what I think.
Penn State does not look equipped offensively.
I don't think Penn State can win a national championship.
No, and Oregon put some numbers on there. Oregon's offense put some numbers on them.
Yeah, 400 some yards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, Penn State doesn't look like that team to me. Then you wonder about Indiana a little bit. I can't believe I'm saying it, but you do wonder about them a little bit.
You hate it. You hate it so much.
They're good, though. They're good.
You got to give them
respect. Oh, I give them total respect. I told you. I'll give them total respect if they go to Iowa and win by any number.
And they did.
Because Iowa was, they were ready for it. They were geeked up. This is a big game in that stadium.
Tough game.
Anybody see a snap of it? Did you watch it?
No,
it's on Peacock. And no one had any idea the game was even being. You had to follow it. Just track it on your phone.
It's tracked.
It's awesome.
Okay, before we get to break, we discussed earlier that Bobby Petrino is the interim coach in Arkansas.
Yeah. Bob, yeah.
It's from Pete Thamel.
Petrinka.
Petrino, as the interim head coach, has already dismissed the defensive coordinator, gone. D-line coach, gone. And their co-DC, Marcus Woods. So entirely, besides linebackers, defensive backs, they're wiped it clean defensively. Yeah. Interim head coach, Bobby Petrino.
Yeah. Trust me, if you're the D coordinator, you're like, thank you. You're like, thank really? You. Because I'm getting paid the same. And there's no turning this around. There's zero turning around of this like that. Because when you were watching it like that, when people ask, like, well, what was the difference when you became the defensive coordinator? I had unbelievable kids. I mean, that roster would do anything. The Garrett Nelsons and those guys, they would.
Who else was it?
You got Nick Henricks.
You got
Reimer. You got guys all over the place. Mm-hmm. Giffords. I mean, you had nobody. There was not one thing of like, oh man, we got some problems here, attitude wise, this wise. There was no problems. There's a bunch of great kids. So that was easy. I don't know what they have going on, but they do. They look so defeated on defense. I would not to all of a sudden whoever got promoted to interim's like, oh great, this is awesome.
Think about that game. You have Notre Dame coming to your town, the sold out stadium. It's gorgeous. You were right. I'd never really looked at Arkansas Stadium.
Oh, it's beautiful,
beautiful, beautiful.
We had a breaker down there. We had a breaker that went down,
and then you get beat 56-13
at home.
And the one thing you expected was maybe lose 56-42. You expected your offense to do something.
They had 42 points at halftime.
42?
It was 42-13 at halftime. Didn't score in the second half. Arkansas didn't score in the second half.
Yeah.
56-13 final score.
Yeah.
Ugly. Before I get to break, Bill, I'm curious, this weekend, I know you were in Kentucky, but when you got back, did you have the lights on your house last night?
Yes,
the
halo lights. We went full bright white. Not the low glow. We went full bright white, and it was a beautiful feeling driving, because it was dark when I got home, and the lights were on. Just made me happy.
Laura welcomed you.
Yes, it was good to be home. I had Sugar there waiting for me. Laura was there, so it was Xanadu for me. Those lights changed everything. When you pull in the neighborhood and you see him, Jake, change your life. Get a hold of Neiman's. Get a hold of Josh McGuire.
Yeah, Neiman and Sons, HaloCustomLighting.com. Check it out.
Custom lights.
Be the
star. You better get them right now, because all of a sudden what's going to happen? Let's get them for Christmas so we have them. Too late.
Nope.
Get them now.
Neiman and Sons and Halo Custom Lighting. When we come back, it's time for Mozzarella Monday.
Oh,
best
we love
of the
it.
Weekend. $25 a bow. Text at 464-5685. That's next on Early Break on the Ticket.